Unit 3. To learn is to be free. Part 2.
2 years later, when the time came for me to go to university, my father turned his eyes and his attention to my younger brothers. They needed to be in school, secure jobs, and support the family. And as a woman, my place was in the home. But I didn't give up. I signed up for a 2-year program to become a lady health visitor. Then I heard about Tardeep Rural Development Program, a non-profit organization working to empower rural communities. I snuck away. I traveled 5 hours to interview for a position. For the first time, I was further from my home than I had ever been. I was closer to my freedom than I had ever been. Luckily, I got the job, but the hardest part was facing my father. Relatives were already scaring him about his daughter wandering off, teasing him with talk of his daughter crossing the border. When I returned home, I wanted nothing more than just to accept the position in Tardeep. So that night, I packed all my things in a bag and I walked into my father's room and told him, "Tomorrow morning, the bus is going to come in. If you believe in me, if you really believe in me, you will wake me up and take me to the bus station. If you don't, I'll understand." Then I went to sleep. The next morning, my father was standing beside me to take me to the bus stop. That day, I understood the importance of words. I understood how words affect our hearts, how words play an important role in our lives. I understood words are more powerful than fighting. At TRDP, I saw there was a Pakistan which I didn't know, a country much more complex than I had realized. Until then, I thought I had a difficult life. But here, I saw what women in other parts of Pakistan were experiencing. It really opened my eyes. Some women had 11 children, but nothing to feed them. To get water, they would walk 3 hours every day to wells. So now, this became more than just a job for me. I discovered my power. Now, as I began earning a salary, I started sending money back to my home. Relatives and neighbors noticed this and started to understand the importance of education. By that time, some other parents started sending their daughters to school. Slowly, it became easier and more acceptable for young women to be in college. Today, there isn't a single girl out of school in my village. Girls were doing jobs in health sites, even serving in the police forces. Life was good. But somewhere in my heart, I realized that my region beyond my village needed further change. It was at this time that I joined Acumen Fellowship. There, I met leaders like me across the country, and I saw that they are taking risks to support what they believe in. I started to understand what leadership really means. So I decided to go back to my region and take a position as a teacher in a remote school, a school that I had to reach by bus, 2 hours of traveling every morning and evening. Though it was hard, on my first day, I knew I had made the right decision. The first day I walked into the school, I saw all these little Shameen staring back at me, with dreams in their eyes, the same dreams of freedom which I had in my childhood. The girls were eager to learn, but the school was understaffed. Girls would sit hopefully, learn nothing, and then leave. I couldn't bear to see this happening. There was no turning back. I had found my purpose. I enlisted a few of my friends to help me to teach. I started introducing my girls to the outside world through extracurricular activities and books. I shared with them the profiles of the world's best leaders like Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela. Last year, a few of our students went to college. For me, I have never stopped studying. Today, I'm working to complete my PhD in education.